there is no extension. We will get into the penalty phase, and there will be a proportionate reduction in the CPP funding from there on. So let me just say the reason why I brought up this this topic is I am finding significant deficiencies in the accounting in the books for 2015. If you might recall, and this this issue was raised in the audit committee last night, that the auditors have a protocol that say they will not start the audit unless until we upload, say, majority of the documents on their website. They would rather prefer about 90 to 95% complete so that the audit can go on efficiently. But they may accept somewhere around maybe 75 to 80% if we can keep the team engaged. So that is the challenge that we have. So I'm turning my focus on fiscal year 2015 books at this time. And what I'm finding is that, say, there would be substantial effort required to bring them to a state where we maybe comfortably upload them in the auditor's website. I have made some changes. I have made some staffing changes at the national office where I have replaced two people, which is about maybe 50% of my team. And now I have two senior accountants in their place. So I'm still keeping the headcount almost at the same level that was there, which is extremely short, but somehow I'm getting by. The biggest bottleneck would be actually at the stations. And like, you know, that say at Houston, they are doing the accounting for three. The one business manager is doing the accounting for three stations. So it'll be almost impossible to expect that, say, we can get the audit support and we can continue to keep current the fiscal year 16 books at the same time while we are kind of managing the whole process. So that is one of the biggest bottleneck that, say, I'm seeing, and I will be taking some quick action because this this problem has to be resolved anyways. And so I'm talking to the station managers both at Houston and BFW and BI what may be the appropriate course of action. And at this time, the only possibility that seems to be practical and possible is that, say, we bring at least one station's books to the national office because we have a dedicated team here and we can complete the books and then transition them out to the station when they can afford to have somebody in-house. That bottleneck has to be removed before we can even think about completing the books, in the next foreseeable period of time. For the national office, I'm planning to hire at least one person as a temporary staff, and I believe that, say, the board had given authority to the CFO to hire some temporary for audit reasons. So, for that reason, perhaps that may work for 3 to 6 months. So that is another critical kind of element that I wanted to report to the board because so that everybody can have a better understanding about the limitations and the challenges that we are facing and how soon can we complete this work so that we can file for the CPB funding. So let me quickly move to the third point on my report. And I will be brief in my comments with respect to this. This is with respect to the Empire State building, the tower vent situation.
Point of order. That's executive session. I believe that was an executive session, confidential proprietary report.
Yeah, so I will briefly mention that, and it has already been circulated, through the email. But it is important that, say, I let the directors, the board members know that, say, there is a window of opportunity there. The details I will not mention about the proposal, but that is already contained in the write-up that I have given. And that I will expand in the executive session. But it is also important for the BAI management to know that, say, there's a path going forward. The meeting that, say, I and Tony, the Empire State meeting that, say, they had called, that was very cordial, and they have requested us a proposal.
Point of order. Point of order.
Yes. Who is that? Yes, Serene, what's your point
this
of order?
Serene, a report has not yet been given to either the LSB or the PNB, but I can't believe that a discussion of our contract with these parties should be discussed in open session.
I don't think he's going into details. He's just making a comment.
Okay.
About.
I don't even think it should be characterized in public.
This is Lydia. I agree. Thank you.
Okay. So,
I'm just try not to characterize or go into details about that.
There is a separate agenda item for this in the closed session.
Yes, we have an agenda item in closed session. So, Sam.
Okay, that's fine. I can stop here at this point. I just wanted to make a mention because, say, that is also part of the going concern issue. That, say, we have to resolve this, and if we can resolve this, then, say, we have a good chance of settling the going concern statement. So I can stop here, and then I can take questions.
Okay, we'll take a stack.
This is Lydia.
Okay, we're here. Lydia.
Okay, so, Sam, is there any reason that we can't shorten the process of developing plans? It seems to me I'm perfectly willing to work through the weekend to get together with each of the general managers and work out a plan. This is the back end. This is the turnaround thing. This is the part where each general manager expects to bring in so much at the next fund drive, but the plan part is if they don't, then what is your contingency? And I think that the three of us could certainly, go through that. It's not like we don't know how to do it. We've been in business since 1946, so, and many of us were a good portion of that on the board, so we know how stations have turned around. I've certainly seen PFW do that more than one time, for example. KPFK has just come out of the worst of its time. So is there a timetable by which, could we work through the weekend, for example? My main concern is that if we don't have this 2014 audit done, that then we end up, as you said, in the penalty phase of CPB and start losing money. So I just, it's hard for me to imagine not being able to come up with a plan. But if you can tell me what the timeline would be and what you were thinking about that you thought it would necessitate a longer period of time.
Sam, you want to respond?
Should I respond?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm more than willing to work over the weekends. Actually, I have been working over the weekends. And we can put together something, but that has to be credible, and that has to be substantiated by numbers and by some facts. The information that I had obtained, first of all, it is very difficult to obtain any information because they don't have a business manager, so there's a complete vacuum. The second thing is that because some changes have to be made at the staffing level or at the programming level. So that definitely that will require participation of the whole team. And we can work on that, but that's definitely is on the cards at this time.
Okay, we'll now go to a second. You got Brian, anybody else?
Michael Movit.
Bill.
Janet.
Oh. Bill. Janet. Okay, Brian.
Mr. Chair, sorry.
Who is that? Serene?
Serene.
Yeah.
You have 19 minutes.
Okay, Brian.
I have a couple of questions. The first one is, do you have any idea what the likelihood is that the auditors would accept a plan that we could submit, a credible plan that we could submit? In other words, what's the probability we do the extra work and they decide to give us a going concern anyway?
Yeah, so that's a good question. There's no assurance because it is very apparent and it is clear to everyone that, say, we are experiencing a cash shortfall. And so unless until we really submit something credible, probably they may not accept. And by producing a document, it does not mean that, say, that is the end of the job, because they definitely will have to review and they have to verify if the information is credible, if acceptable. And so there's always a chance.
Second question, what would be the downside to taking the going concern for the 2014 audit and then trying to resolve it in the 2015 audit? In other words, taking the going concern now so we can start 2015 sooner and then working on the plan as part of the 2015 audit to get it cleared then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is an option actually, and that's the reason why I listed both the options. And the downside there is that the pressure is off. Like I said earlier, the recovery plan has to be put together in place. I don't see that happening soon unless until there's a clear focus of putting together a recovery plan. That is one thing. The second thing is that it's not so easy to remove the going concern from 1 year to another year if, again, the things have not started improving. Things have to start improving on the ground. That should be reflected in the kind of monthly statements and the whole process. And if that is not evident, I have serious doubts whether that can be removed in 2015 audit. And as such, because we are kind of asking for a very short timeline of for completion of fiscal year 15 audit, the possibility is quite remote.
Okay, Michael.
Nancy to the staff.
Okay, got you, Nancy. Michael next.
Yeah, if I understand correctly, you were saying, Sam, that you're proposing to take some of the current financial record keeping responsibilities that are currently at PFW, WBAI, and KPFT, who are sharing a single business manager, into the national office for current record keeping?
The current record keeping is being done at Houston. There's one business manager who is doing it, and it's a tremendous workload, and a lot of inefficiencies are coming in because of this reason. And that is what has been holding up the audit also. And that is also not proving to be efficient in the flow of information. So right now, I don't have any option but to bring it to the national office for a little while and then take it to the station. I don't want to keep it at the national office for long, because that will also not prove to be very productive.
Yeah, I wasn't asking to oppose it. I think it's a good idea, because otherwise we're going to just be in the same situation again where we don't have the documentation for the following audit. We don't have current records. So I support that. I think it's the best of a bad situation.
Adriana for the stack.
All right, got you, Adriana. Bill.
And Serene, please.
I got you, Serene, already.
Okay. Thank you, Sam. I mean, it sounds like you're really interested in working on the really important things. I appreciate that. one of the problems that we have is that we have a really long and bad history, and I think it's gotten worse in recent years, of coming up with these nice sounding plans on paper, and then they don't happen in reality. And that includes the budgets. And so, you know, the PNB approved a financial recovery plan 3 years ago with the input from all the GMs and managers, the National Office of Management, and almost none of it was paid any attention to. It was based largely on increasing revenue and from suggestions from GMs and stuff, and most of it didn't ever happen at all. I think the budget this year for, I know you're concerned about WPFW and WBAI, but the budget this year for KPFK looks like it's going to have about a $400,000 shortfall in listener support, because I know you're looking at just this year, but if you compare it with last year, they're budgeting a large amount in the second half of the year of non-active fund drive days, quiet drive days where you're not actively pitching, but they're projecting pretty large amounts of revenue, and it's just there's no record of that ever happening and achieving the kind of revenue that they're projecting. KPFA also has, you know, the budget has a provision for neutralizing depreciation, and they also overestimated fulfillment rates, and those two things together are going to come up with create a deficit too. So it's not just the New York and D.C. stations. I'm glad you're looking at, we'll look at these plans and fixing it, but we've got to get things fixed at other places too, and focus on getting revenue up, as you've indicated.
Yeah, so those are all very good points, and I completely agree.
At the time,
and,
please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
And I think that the time has come. Actually, time has passed due that we should be realistic about all the plans. And that is why I'm kind of stressing on the point that the recovery plan should be real and should be put in place sooner rather than later.
I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
At the tone, please.
And the results can be demonstrated in the next 3 or 4 months. So that, say, we can have a hope that, say, because there's another reason, actually, that, say, we cannot continue this way without getting the cash in at the national office. The national office will be at a point that it will not be able to make its payroll if this trend continues. So what may be a good time, actually, that, say, we really put the plans to the test of fire and see that, say, whether they hold.
Okay. Get back to the stack, please.
Who is that?
Ron.
Okay, I have Pinch Janet K, Serene, Nancy, Adriana, and then Pinchback. Janet K.
Yes, so thank you. Maybe I misunderstood. I thought I heard you say that the 3 K stations are up to date regarding central service payments. Is that correct?
I have
A, KPFK, KPFT. Is that correct?
Yeah, so I have stated that for fiscal year 16, these stations are current.
Say that again, for when?
For fiscal year 16, that started from October of 2015 to March of 2016, they are current.
Well, I think it was March 3rd, at the March 3rd meeting, you said that KPFA was in arrears $17,000 in central services, so I'm wondering whether that amount was paid, and if so, does that mean KPFA is current?
Yeah, that has been paid.
Her probably got her own.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
Point of personal privilege.
They mute their phones if you're not speaking. Yes. Janet K.
Well, that was what I wanted to happen. Thank you. I'm done.
All right. Next person we have is Serene.
Okay. Thanks for your report, Sam. I have a question. At present, the PFW and BAI work is being done, I believe, still out of KPFT. and that's paid. So are those payments now going to be sent to the national office instead of to KPFT? How's that going to work?
Yeah, so those payments are not enough, and I don't know how that is being continued. I can give the numbers, but say I don't know what my limitations are. So that will not be enough to sustain a person, a full-time person at the national office. So I will have to distribute the workload between a person who is doing the accounting for these stations and some other work. That could be very challenging, but at the same time, I'm hearing that it is a 2015, and I fully understand that the 2015 books have to be completed, and then also say we have to find a solution for 2016. So I have no options but to do this.
Okay, so you're saying that it will now require a full-time person, although there's not full-time money. It will require a full-time person to handle those two stations' work in Berkeley?
No, that's not what I'm saying, actually. That's we need a full-time person to handle the accounting plus some other things. We cannot hire just a part-time person to do this. Because that we have tried that and that does not work because the accountability is not there. So we will need somebody actually full-time, and then partial work will have to be distributed to, say, for some other things. And then we can subsidize the cost that, say, we will be getting, because the money that we'll be getting from the PFW and BI will not be sufficient.
Okay, thanks. I have another question, Tony. I'm sorry. I know that we won't know until we get into executive session what came of the New York meetings, but I would like to go on record as wanting that report or a report to be shared with the WBI LSB.
So that is the dilemma that I'm having, actually, that I want to share the good news as well as the negative news, I would say. But then I'm getting stopped, actually, I can't even share the good news.
Well, the problem with sharing part of the news is that then part of the news becomes the news. And, you know, I just wanted to go on record as needing to get something to the BAI LSB. Thanks.
Okay, Nancy.
Yes. Hi, Sam. I wanted to revisit the going concern issue again. In the audit committee meeting, the auditor said that if they put it on the 2014 audit report, that it would be on there for a year. And so my question is, you said it would be very difficult to get that removed in 2015. I was wondering, is there any cost? Is there a lot of cost associated with trying to get that removed?
Actually, it's not the cost. It's the conditions on the ground. If the conditions on the ground don't support that clause to be removed, then we are at a loss. And what I mean to say is that, say, the stations are not recovering. If they are not able to, generate enough cash flow from their operations, then we are kind of not making any progress. And that's the reason why we are stuck in this spot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Adriana?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I have some doubts in what you just said, Sam. Because I know when you answer with different things, but I have one issue that really bothers me a lot, and I want to know exactly what and who and where we stand. When we talk about the 2014 audit, we are talking about the information. I know that you talk about the cash flow and you talk about the money. My question is exactly about the information. Which do the auditors have all the information that they need, the complete information from all the units? And if not, which ones are the units that you don't have the complete information? Because we finished the 2013 audit a long time ago. I don't understand what happened, why the information is not there. Please tell me, first tell me that. Which unit doesn't have the information for the audit ready?
So majority of the information has been provided from all the units. There's nothing material left from any of the units at this time. Mostly the information that we have to provide to the auditors is between me and Lydia and the national office. If you want, say we can share the open item list with you, the auditors had provided to the audit committee. And I think that can be provided to the board members also, because sometimes that gets lengthy. That would be another option.
Okay, but then if I understand correctly, all the units get the right information. It's nothing that is pending from the units. That is first. And the second thing is, if we have all that information, and you said that the auditors are talking to the audit committee, I believe that our bylaws said that the PMB is the governing body of this foundation. I don't have any information from the auditors, and I will ask you, please, when you give us a report, I need it in writing. You know, I need to see where we stand, what the problems are. We hear different amounts, different numbers from you, from the auditor, from other people. We need the specific numbers. We need to know if all the reports are being filed, if we have everything on time. I want that in writing, Sam, because I don't get, it's not clear for me what is preventing really the 2014 audit more than the money. And even the money shouldn't be a problem. Should, because that's a matter. The rest we can stop, but we need to pay the audit. And I don't understand what the issues are.
So I think I have been very clear and very kind of extensive in my comments.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Okay, you can continue, Sam.
Yeah, so I don't know what else. I mean, I've been very, very extensive. There's limited time, so I can provide only limited information. I don't know where the contradiction is coming from. If you can give a specific example, I can clarify that particular instance or that particular item. But apart from that, I mean, I cannot make a general comment.
Okay. Do you have
Jose Luis Fuentes for the stack?
Back to you as soon as possible.
Tony, at the tone, please record your message.
Everybody,
what is all these voices?
When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Sam, can you give us the information, the financial information of the foundation in writing? Because all of this, you know, is difficult to hear, it's difficult to understand, we are being cut off, sometimes drop the calls. Is any way that we have a report in writing? Thank you.
Question for Adriana, this is Brian.
Yeah.
Yes, Brian, what's your...
Adriana, did you get the two CFO reports that were sent out before this meeting, the written ones?
I saw really a small one from the CFO, and I saw the one from Tony from the closed session. That's it. I don't have the financials. We said that now I want to know which unit paid there are up today. You mentioned two that are not paying, but from last year, we have a bunch of information that we are not receiving that supposed to be
Like,
I think I have given this in writing in my going concern statement. I had mentioned very clearly that stations are behind, both in terms of central services and the healthcare dues.
Okay. Jose Luis Fuentes for the staff.
Chair.
Got you. I got you, Jose. Yes, Serene.
Timekeeper, you're out of time.
Okay, we're out of time unless there's a motion to extend.
Brian, 10 minutes extension.
Is there a second?
Nancy, second.
Is there any objection to extending for 10 minutes? No objection. Next person we have on the stack is Pinchback, then Jose Luis. Pinchback.
How you doing, Sam? In your reference to PFW, you were talking about options for moving the station forward, and one of the things you mentioned was programming. Could you elaborate on what you meant by that?
What I mean to say is that, say, it is becoming clear that the listener support revenue is not proving to be enough, say, to meet the spending that the station has to do. So that is one point. Whether it may be listener fatigue or it may be not having enough coverage or whatever could be the reason. So definitely they have to look at some other sources. And for that reason, how can they improve their programming? Because obviously we cannot attract more listeners if they are not really attracted towards the programming that we are doing. So I can again the problem that I'm getting into actually is I cannot quantify my statements. The reason why I'm saying that is the cost cut alone is not going to generate enough revenue to meet all the obligations. And that's why we have to look at the revenue base, how we can expand the revenue base, keeping the infrastructure intact or almost intact, so that, say, the station is still viable.
And is the underwriting issue any closer to resolution?
So whenever this discussion comes up, there's a very passionate discussion, and I don't know who is responsible at this time actually to take a lead on this issue. That say we need some uniform standards and we need a uniform policy. This has been discussed in the leadership call, and all the stations are say unanimous that this underwriting should be part of the revenue mix. But then again, because this is such a hot potato and this requires some very diligent work, so this has not been really taken ground.
Thank you.
Okay. Next person we have is Jose Luis.
So Sam, I'm having trouble with this report because we've had a CFO last year. And that CFO was able to complete the audit with these same auditors, and our problems have not changed from last year or the year before. Or the year before that, they've been the same problems, cash flow problems, the need for a plan. But what I'm hearing you say is that we can't get an audit done because we need all these things that we've needed for 3 or more years, but yet the CFO in the past has had an audit completed with these auditors. So are you telling us that we can't get an audit done or you can't get it done because you need the national office to be fully funded and know where it's getting its money from because it's not good enough how we've been doing it? I'm having trouble understanding if that's the rationale and why is this a problem now when it wasn't a problem when we did the last audit?
So I do not want to make any personal comment on anybody like the past CFO or the executive team or whosoever. If I may be at the liberty, I can explain, to anyone who's interested, the deficiencies that I'm seeing in the accounting. And that is the reason, actually, whenever the discussion comes up, for the past payments for the central services or for any past utilization of grants, I am not able to make any statement because, say, we don't have the complete accounting. So I think I can make just a broad general statement. Anybody is more than welcome to come in and take a look at the accounts. That's if they are not in a condition that we can upload them on the auditor's website. And say that was the one of the sticky issue in the previous audit, that say because it was not complete, so they had to put in some extra time, say an extra request to get the audit going. And we bent over backwards to get it done in the shortest possible time.
Okay.
Michael, see the stack?
What's that?
Michael Novick on the stack, if there's at any time.
Okay. Anybody else who wants to speak, we have spoken.
Bill, just a request for information.
Well, that's still a question. We got to get to those who haven't spoken yet. If anybody who hasn't spoken want to ask a CFO a question? If not, then we'll go to Michael and then Bill. Yeah, Michael.
And Brian.
And Brian.
Right now the situation is we are trying to complete the fiscal year 2014 audit. The main obstacle at this point is the question of the cash flow, which is in the current fiscal year, 2016. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
The auditors don't want to complete the audit, essentially, because they want to see evidence that in our current fiscal year, we have sufficient cash flow to continue an operation. So
actually, they are completing the fiscal year 14 audit, and one of the things that they have to satisfy whether we will remain in business in the foreseeable period of time, and which is 12 months. So that is the reason why actually we have to come up with a cash plan for the next 12 months. So it has nothing to do with the current year or the next year, but in order to complete their audit for the last year, they have to make this assessment.
Right. I'm just trying to clarify that for everybody. So they have the data about 2014 that they need, but before they can complete their assessment, they want to know that we're going to stay in business for the year following the audit report. That's what they said to the audit committee. In the year subsequent to the report, they want to be able to say that we'll continue operations, and that's why they need the cash flow for these coming 12 months. Is that correct?
So I'm not really able to follow your question.
Is there anything else pending the completion of the audit as far as documentation? Or is it only the question that they want satisfaction that we have sufficient cash flow for the next 12 months?
So that is the plan. That is the plan that we have to put together, and that is what we were talking about, the cash flow plan and the recovery plan, that we, if we can satisfy to the auditors, that we will be able to continue operation.
Then, the only obstacle to the completion of the audit, they have all the documentation for the year 2014 that they need, but they need to be satisfied that we have sufficient cash flow for a year going forward to stay in business.
There are a few other outstanding reports that we are working on, and so that is a work in process at this time, and that we expect to complete in the next couple of weeks. But other than that, I don't have any other to report about that they should not be able to complete the fiscal year 14 audit.
And then once they complete the fiscal 14 audit, we'll be in a position to close the books on 14 so we can construct complete books for 2015, last fiscal year. Is that right?
That's right.
Thank you.
Okay, Bill.
And Jim Brown.
Okay, thank you. Well, Sam mentioned a couple of reports there or something. If you could send those to us, the only thing we got from you is what Tony forwarded for executive session. It was this afternoon. So if there's anything else, please send it. And also, as Adriana was saying, you know, we We really do need more information. So whatever you sent to the audit committee, please send it to the PNB as well.
Audit committee, I did not send any written report there. My two written reports are because we get into a lot of details and numbers. That's why I say wrote them in a kind of a short statement. And there were two statements that I had asked to be forwarded. One was on the going concern issue, and the other one was on the Empire State rent situation, the proposal, basically my proposal. So I have.
We only got the second one. Yeah.
No, okay. I sent it the first. You might want to check your email. I sent it first, and then Brian resent it. Brian Edwards, take you may to check your email.
Today?
Yes. It probably would have been from Brian because I sent it to the wrong PNB list the first time, then it was resent.
Okay. Well, if Tony could send it direct, I mean, if Sam could send things directly to the PNB and make it easier for us to find things, because otherwise we don't know who to, you know, which emails to look for. So
yeah, I'm thinking actually that probably for future meetings, it may be a better idea that I prepare a short kind of a report. And then explain that in my verbal presentation because there's only so much that I can present that can be presented in the open session, and the verbal explanation will be very necessary.
Janet, point of information.
What's your question, Janet?
Yes. So I understand. I believe that the 10-minute extension time is up. And the adjournment time for this meeting is 10:30, which is now. And we certainly haven't finished business for this meeting. I would like to get to the bylaws amendment timeline. But regardless, may I move that the PNB have a continuation meeting on April 21st now? May I move that?
You can do it now, or we can do it at the end of the meeting, but sure, yeah.
This is the end of the meeting. Are you extending time now, Janet, to do the
I would, you know, somebody else do that, and then I would like to also at some point.
Brian will move a 10-minute extension.
Move the 10-minute extension. Is there a second?
Second. I can move it.
I'd like Serene 15.
Janet, point of information.
What is this for?
Point of information.
Tony, Serene trying to get your attention.
What is it, Serene?
I'd like to amend Brian's motion for 15 minutes, to 15 minutes, so we can do the timeline.
Okay, is there any objection to amending for 15 minutes?
Janet, point of information.
Yes, Janet Kay.
So are we amending the item? Are we, extending the item, extending the meeting? Because if we extend the meeting, then the item is, would we have to then do another motion?
My proposal was to extend the item for 10 minutes.
Extend the item for 10 minutes, and Serene wanted to extend for another 15 minutes. I'm confused. So extending for 25 minutes, is that correct?
Everybody's talking at the same time. I understand that we're extending this item for 15 minutes. Now, I don't know what Serene's motive was. When she was amending Brian's motion, Brian's motion was to extend the item for 10 minutes. So
Okay, I'd like to clarify. I did not hear Brian say 10 minutes for the item. I only heard the 10 minutes. So my attempt was to extend so we can deal with the bylaw timeline.
Vote on his motion to extend that item for 10 minutes. I thought you were amending that, but we're going to have to extend.
Okay, he didn't say the item when he initially.
But he clarified it. That's what it was.
Initially.
I just have to make a quick comment here. Can I make a comment here?
What's your quick comment, Sam?
Okay. Now, in the going concern, there were two options that were given,
Sam,
the board.
You've got to take care of this extension first before we get into that.
Okay.
But we have a motion now for Brian made 10 minutes for this item. and it was seconded. Is there an objection to extending for 10 minutes on this item?
Yes.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
All right, but before that, who seconded it?
I'll second.
Yeah, I think Margie said
all right,
seconded.
Aaron. Aaron, how do you vote?
Pass.
Pass. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Castaneve.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
This is just on the motion to extend this item. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'll vote yes.
Yes. Edward Steakert.
Yes.
Yes. Pointers.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. Novick.
Pass.
Pass. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. Aaron, you passed?
Yeah, I vote yes.
Yes. Novick, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. So, one moment. I have 15 yes, 1 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair, not voting.
Okay.
So we extended 10 items on this, 10 minutes on this item. The stack I had that we left off was Jim and then Brian, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm sorry, Tony, I have a parliamentary inquiry.
Yes.
So when can I bring my motion to extend so we can cover the bylaws timeline?
You can do it after this 10 minutes, so you can get on the stack and do it, but you can do it after the 10 minutes is up.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I thought she already made it.
No, it was a mix-up between whether she was amending Brian's motion or she wanted to extend the entire time for the meeting. Okay, we have Jim and then Brian. Jim.
Yes.
Brown.
Sam, this may have to go into the executive session, but...
Then while you are...
Now, the information flow from stations to you, is any of that automated?
So currently we have Great Plains Accounting, and most of the information that is entered is automatically transferred over or kind of is available at the national office. There's a lot of subsidiary information that is not available. That definitely I'm looking into that possibility, and that one area that is that needs to be automated is the MEMSIS. The MEMSIS is outdated, and that can be replaced easily by more robust systems like Salesforce, and that can bring in tremendous efficiencies. But again, money becomes an issue.
Okay, that was my question, because we're running into these problems that seem that there's a solution for it. So, but the biggest problem we have is money, I suspect.
The other aspect, actually, that we should not forget about the internal controls. A lot of concerns that the auditors have raised is around the cash receipt from donations, and that is surrounding the MEMSIS system. So currently, that is not in a good order. And by replacing that system and by putting more checks and balances, that would be a tremendous improvement in our existing process.
Okay, Brian.
I want to make sure that the CFO gets a vote on the question that he brought before the board. I'm going to put it in the form of a motion. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I want to make sure it goes to a vote. The motion is as follows. The PNB directs Pacifica Management to accept a going concern note for the fiscal year 2014 audit in order to complete it and begin the fiscal year 2015 audit as soon as possible. And if there's a second, I'll explain my thinking.
Just a clarification. I thought he presented that as an option. He didn't specifically make an action item on that. That was just...
Well, he said he wanted the PMB to pick either doing that or spending 4 weeks coming up with a plan. And I assume that if we don't direct management to accept a going concern, in other words, if we vote no on this, then the default is to come up with a plan. I just think we should have a vote so there's some definitive direction from the board.
I mean, if you want to make that motion, but I didn't see him as... he had a list of options, and that was one of the options. I didn't see him as making that an affirmative...
Yeah, but that was a comment I was trying to make, that we need, say, a specific direction from the board between these two options, which one is being accepted by the board.
This is Lydia.
Yes, Lydia.
I've never heard of anything like this. We've had a going concern before. We had a going concern in 2011, and it was no longer there in 2012. But the board didn't vote. You don't vote to not be solvent and not exist in a year. It boggles the mind. I also, as I...
Tony, if there's no second, we don't debate it.
Well, I was just getting clarification on your statement that you're saying that the CFO...
I'm commenting on Sam's statement.
Okay, we're debating a motion that hasn't been seconded.
Jose Luis Fuentes seconds the motion. If we can have Brian motivate it, and you know, board of
put it on the floor that he started off rationalizing motion, saying this is a recommendation from the CFO, and the CFO.
No, that's not what I said. Can I motivate Tony?
Yeah.
And what Lydia is saying is, I believe the motion is out of order.
Can I motivate?
What's your motivation for the motion has been made and seconded. What's your motivation?
Okay. Point of order, Janet.
Yes, Janet.
So the IED just suggested the motion.
But I'm not a board member. I'm not a board member.
So I would like the chair to rule on whether this motion is out of order or not.
I mean, I'm going to rule the motion is order. I'm going to rule because Brian is making an independent motion. If he wants to make that motion, he has every right to make that independent motion. And that's what I interpret what he's doing. Okay, so
motion. Okay. As I read our CFO's report, he's asking for guidance from the board to do one of two things. Either say to the auditor, who is expressing concern, who currently has a going concern for us, say to the auditor, okay, put that in the notes to our audit, and let's move on. Or spend extra time, which he estimates at 4 weeks, to come up with a plan that we hope will satisfy the auditor's concerns so that we don't have that note when the auditor gets signed. He wants the PMB to give direction for management to follow one of those two courses of action. I've put one of them in writing. I'm not sure it's the one I prefer, but I think we need an up or down vote so there's clear direction from the board about what Pacifica management's supposed to do. And I appreciate that we have management who's bringing us options for once.
Well, we'll go. Let's hear from
Lydia. I was in the middle of speaking. May I finish?
Hey, Lydia, let's hear from Lydia as the executive director.
Okay. Again, I have never in my life heard of a board voting to have a going concern or whether to or not. I also think that the 4 weeks or whatever is extremely excessive. As I said, I personally believe if we work through the weekend with the general managers, we can come up with plans. And I mean realistic ones, not like the one we came up with in 2011. But, you know, where, again, if you don't make your fund drive totals, you know, do you plan to reduce your staff? If so, by how much? Or do you plan to reduce your other bills? If so, by how much? Like concrete things. Okay, I think that can be done. This is not rocket science. The things that I know that management still has to come through, I plan to have one of the things completed by the end of tonight. I'll have the information if we ever get to the executive session. And the other two things I've already handled. So I can't imagine that we would not be ready for that soon. But the way that going concerns work is that then if you don't produce XYZ, then it's up to the auditor to assess everything and decide whether it warrants a going concern. You do not ask for a going concern. It's inconceivable to me, and I think it's outrageously irresponsible for the board to...
I do not agree, and I need some time to respond.
We're going to take a stack. Okay.
That wasn't meant to Sam. That was meant to the motion and to Brian's motion, not to Sam.
And we're going to take a stack. We're taking a stack. I mean, I heard
Jose Luis.
Jose Luis, and I'm going to put myself on the stack.
Jan Goodman on the stack.
Mr. Chair.
And this is Sam. And I also want to clarify.
And I'll put Sam.
Did you get my...
Yeah, Serene, yes.
We have a minute and 17 seconds remaining from the 10-minute extension.
Okay, if somebody want to extend time, then we only have a minute left on this item.
Point of information.
Yes, Adriana.
We keep adding things. We have very clear that we need to pass different motions. What is this? I mean, we keep adding, Serene is asking, and I believe that any member have the right to put a motion there to extend time whenever they want. No one is too late to put something. Maybe I'm wrong, but Serene is trying to add time for something, and it's never her time.
No, I didn't hear her say she wanted to extend time. She just said there's 1 minute left. Okay.
I have been saying that I want time for the bottom amendments.
But Serene just asked to extend time. You said it was 1 minute left. Are you requesting to extend time?
Bill, I'll move to extend time.
We'll be done. Yes.
Okay, Bill, what are you extending time on this item?
I'll move 10, extend 10 more minutes for this item.
Okay.
Why is Bill recognized if I'm the person who raised the issue?
No, we had an inquiry from Adriana, and we were addressing that. Okay.
Zang.
Okay, Zeb, Bill made a motion to extend this item for 10 minutes. Is there a second?
Goodman second, and put me on the stack.
It's been seconded. We already have a stack, and I'll put you back, but we'll see if the motion passes. Okay, is there an objection to extending this item for 10 minutes?
I'm sorry, Tony, I have a point of information before I can respond to anything else.
Yes.
When do I get a chance to extend for the 15 minutes we need to deal with this bylaw amendment timeline?
Serene, I told you had two options. You could have extended it when we ended the 10 minutes, or you could get on the stack.
Well, that's where we are now, so I'd like to extend it, but you took closure instead.
Don't ask him, do it.
But Serene, you didn't make a motion to extend, though. I got to go by who makes the motion. I got to take the order of who made motions to extend. All
I'm
you had to do was make a motion to extend,
closure.
And we would have recognized you. And what's on the floor now is Bill's motion to extend. Okay, is
Janet,
there
point of information?
Yes, Janet, what's your point of information?
I, too, would like to know when I can make a motion to have a continuation meeting.
I mean, you can make that motion at the end of this meeting. Or
make a motion any time.
Or you can get on the stack and make it at any time. I mean, you don't need permission to do that.
Right. You guys, just make it. Serene's made it twice or three times already.
But we have a motion on the floor now to extend this item. You can either vote it up or down.
It's not efficient to keep extending every 10 minutes.
Okay,
let's make a plan.
But Serene, we can vote it up or down. It's not debatable. If you all don't want to extend it, vote it down. If you want to vote it up, okay? We're going.
I'm saying, why are we doing it piecemeal?
Okay, is there an objection to extending for 10 minutes for this item?
Yes.
Point of order.
Secretary, can you call the audit? Go call the roll.
Somebody said
is a point order. Am I audible or not?
Who is
we
that?
We can hear you, Michael.
My point of order is to ask whether a substitute motion to Bill's motion is in order. The substitute motion would extend the entire meeting to incorporate both an extension for this item and the bylaws timeline.
I would like to make such a motion. I believe it is in order. It's not debatable, but it's amendable.
What's your amendment?
That we extend the meeting for 30 minutes, 10 on this item, 15 on the bylaw amendment timeline, and 5 to discuss whether or not the next meeting will be a continuation meeting.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
I second.
Is there an objection to that?
Could you read that again? 30 minutes total, or what was this?
Yes.
Yes.
10, 15, and 5. 30 minutes.
This is Grace. I object because we have
it's late.
Closed session information that we need to get, and it's very late.
It's not debatable. It's been seconded. We'll just go to a vote on it.
You asked me if I objected. I said yes.
Okay, we're going to go to a vote on
I have a point of order. I have a point of order. This is Jan Goodman.
What's your point of order?
My point of order is that I just discovered a few minutes ago that this meeting is in contempt of court. There's an outstanding court order from the New York Supreme Court that orders Pacifica not to have any meetings until that matter is taken up, and apparently there was a continuance today which continued that matter until April something or other. And I just sent it to everybody via email so everybody can look at it. So
I haven't received any signed order from the judge to that effect.
If you look at your email right now on page 5 of 28,
that's a forum. But we see that our attorney hasn't notified us of that. Okay, Brian.
Well, okay, I'm just saying this meeting is in contempt of court, and I think it's a good idea to, like, pay attention.
Oh, my God.
Somebody notifies you.
Brian here?
Yes, Brian, would you have a point of order? Yes.
I have read the document that Jan Goodman forwarded to us, beginning at the start of that document on page 4, and it is in order to show cause why a TRO, a temporary restraining order, should not be granted in the future. It's not a temporary restraining order that's in effect now.
But like I said, we didn't get anything from the courts that says that, so Janet, I'm
sorry. I am Jan Goodman here. I am a lawyer, and what it says is pending further order.
Well, I'm not going to debate that, Jan. We haven't gotten an order from the court to do that, to dismiss. Until we receive that, then that we can't recognize that. And you were just reading the order that Brian gave. Just reading the order. But we're going to move on now. We're going to vote on pending the meeting. Okay?
Chair, I need to resolve this situation tonight.
Okay, we're going to move on to vote on an extension of 10 minutes on this item, 15 minutes on the rest of the meeting, and then 5 minutes. So it's a total of...
No, 15 minutes on the bylaws timeline and 5 minutes on the motion to have a continuation meeting.
Okay.
And this is an amendment to my motion, correct?
Substitute.
Yes.
Or substitute. So if it fails, we're back to... my motion to just extend for 10 minutes for this item.
Exactly.
We're wasting time.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll? This is on extending 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 5 minutes.
Aaron. Sorry?
No.
No. Alexander.
Abstain.
Abstain. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Castaneve.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Edwards Tiekert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
I would vote yes, except I'm not voting because this meeting is in contempt of court.
Present, not voting. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Republican rules and how they just...
Could somebody mute their phone, please? Novick votes yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 12 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention, 1 present not voting. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes, chair votes yes.
Yes, 12, 2, 1, 1, this passes.
Okay,
sorry, 13, 2.
Okay,
so
we're not.
I was on the stack also there.
Well, we already had a stack. I had Jose Luis, I put myself on the stack, and then we had...
Adriana,
and then Stan.
Michael Murphy.
Who's that?
Michael.
Michael. Jose Luis.
Yeah, you know, I haven't seen the motion on email. Was that motion sent?
Could you send that out, Brian, on email?
Yes.
I did, yeah.
Okay, so I'm in favor of this motion because it's been enough time for the CFO and the IED to get their heads together and be on point here and get this thing done, this audit done, and yet it hasn't been done. The CFO raises it as a concern. The IED thinks it's not a concern and has other reasons why it shouldn't, but that just tells me that they're not talking. Management, CFO, and IED aren't talking. They're not on the same page. Now, you know, we're hearing arguments that, oh, well, this could be done over the weekend. This is a no-brainer. If it's a no-brainer, it should have been done yesterday. Why is this being brought to us today? What it tells me is that we have management that is not speaking to each other. We have general managers aren't speaking to each other. We have no one running with authority in this organization. Finally, we have a CFO who has the courage enough to bring it to our attention, and the IED wants to shut it down. I think we need to vote for this motion so that we can put some fire under management and get this thing done and then hold them accountable if it's not done. So I think this is a wise motion, and I urge us all to vote for it.
Janet for the second.
I got Janet. I had myself, and I'm going to speak briefly. I would strongly urge this board to not vote to put a going concern to what I was asked that this motion be defeated by this board, because I agree with this
motion
that it's irresponsible to put a go to accept and vote for a going concern. That'll handicap this entire foundation in terms of loans and flexible things of solving it. I would strongly urge this board to defeat this motion. That's it for me. Next person on the stack I have is Sam.
Yeah, so I would strongly disagree with this comment that anything can be done over the weekend. I don't want to point fingers, but at this time there are a number of things outstanding which I have not received and which can speed up the process. So I don't know really. I'm trying to control my statements here, but anything that can be written over the weekend is not the words of the paper that it is written on. And that is the reason why we get into this trouble that we are getting into. So I strongly disagree with that. And like say the earlier gentleman said, that if it would have been done over the weekend, then why was it not done? Or who are we waiting for then? Waiting for them in that case?
I had Michael. Was it Michael Novick?
Yes. I want to remind people. You know, people use the shorthand "going concern." It's not that they have a concern about us that's going on. It means they question our ability to continue an operation as a going concern, concern meaning an enterprise or a nonprofit organization. So I think it would be completely improper for us to accept that idea and a vote tonight on this meeting. I think it's absurd. We do not want to accept the notion that we have that we accept the question that we will continue to be in operation a year from today. How long it will take us to clear that up is not the point. But I'm completely opposed to this motion tonight.
Okay, Bill, for the stack.
Who is that? Bill. Okay, Bill and
yes.
Will.
What about me?
Okay, Adriana, for you. I'm sorry, Adriana.
And Janet was on the stack.
We have Adriana, then Janet. That's right. And then Bill.
And Jan Goodman has been on the stack also for quite a while.
Okay.
Before we even continued the meeting,
sorry you haven't been recognized. We have Adriana who's next on the stack. Adriana?
Thank you. I believe that really is that motion is absurd. I want to remember this PMB that we are the ones that make the decision. We have employees that follow our directions, but growing concern. I mean, do we know what we are doing, really? Do we know what this really means? Please, I urge this PMB to vote against this motion. Thank you. Well,
Janet Kay.
Yes, so I also think that this is absurd or that we should not vote for this motion. It's kind of like somebody who has a preemptive surgery because of some test or whatever, and let's say a mastectomy because they might get breast cancer or something like that. There's still a chance that we can put this plan together, and I want us to have that chance. So I'm going to vote against this.
Okay, I have Goodman and then Bill.
I'd like to make a motion to amend, and that is to say that the PNB does not object to the going concern note, as opposed to recommending it, that we don't object to it. Therefore, we're not saying we're not a going concern, but we're allowing our CFO to allow and our interim executive director to allow the note so we can move on and actually start solving the problems. So that's a formal motion.
Is there a second to that?
Jose Luis seconds it.
Can we have the motion in writing, please?
Did you submit that in writing? We'll take a stack on that also, but I'll
Janet.
Let you.
Jose Luis for the stack.
Okay, I want to ask our executive director first if she want to comment on that, and then we'll take a stack.
Janet, okay.
Janet, are you asking for the stack?
Yes.
Okay, we got Janet, Jose Luis, but Lydia?
Information, where are we at time? We have 10 minutes for this item.
We're out of time?
I'm asking.
3 minutes.
We have 3 minutes left. Lydia, did you want to speak to that, to this? Lydia.
Nancy Sorden to the stack.
Okay, we got Nancy. Okay, the person, what I had, Janet Kay, yes, and then Jose Luis.
Well, I called a question.
Okay, Janet Kay called the question. Is there an objection to going to a vote on this?
Yes.
Yeah, there's.
Okay.
Are we calling the question on the amendment?
Yes.
Okay, you haven't received it, but I'm just trying to write it. But so I object. I mean, I'm fine if we're voting. If what we're voting on is the motion to amend, allowing directing that Pacifica National Board does not object to.
No, just in debate on the amendment. That's all she's saying. We're just voting to end debate. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
I withdraw my objection.
Yes.
What objection?
Is there any objection to going to the vote on this? Then there's no objection. We'll go to a vote. First vote we're going to vote on is the amendment that Jan Goodman put on the table. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
Aaron.
I'm sorry, could it be read once more, please? Because I didn't get it in my inbox yet.
It's just a motion to amend the motion.
What's the amendment was the PNB will not object to a going concern. That's what amendment was.
Mr. Chair, we are in the 10-minute limit. We need to vote and go.
Okay, we're now going to vote on Jan Goodman's amendment. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron.
Yes.
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 Alexander.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
No.
No. Brown.
No.
No. Castaneve.
No.
No. Crozier.
No.
No. Edwards-Tiekert.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn, no. Novick.
No.
No. Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts.
No.
No. Sorden.
No.
No. Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Abstain. One moment. I have 4 yes, 10 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
No.
We're
4
now,
yes, 11 no, 2 abstentions. Failed.
We will now vote on the motion to accept the going concern. Madam Secretary.
I was on the stack. This is a bill.
Our time,
we're out of time.
Our time is up, Bill.
The question has been called and we're out of time.
Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron.
Just for clarification, by voting yes on this, we're saying that the auditor is going to designate Pacifica as not being a going concern. Is that correct?
No, it's being a going concern.
Well, no, it's not being a going concern, I think, is the technical.
Yeah, the language of a going concern means they question our ability to continue an operation as a going concern for another year.
So, we're
Mr.
voting
Chair,
to
can we read the motion that we are voting on instead of keeping discussing it?
Thank you for
the motion. Secretary, could you repeat the motion? Or could someone read the motion?
It's Brian's motion sent at 10:42. The PNB directs Pacifica Management to accept a going concern for the fiscal year 2014 audit in order to complete it and begin the fiscal year 2015 audit as soon as possible.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron.
No.
No. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
No.
No. Brown. Jim Brown. Castaneve.
No.
No. Crozier.
No.
No. Edwards-Tiekert.
Abstain.
Abstain. Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
Pass.
No. Goodman.
Pass.
I'm sorry. Gammon, Javon, did you pass? Or? I'm sorry, who was that?
He just dropped off.
He said pass.
Sorry?
He said pass, but he also just got dropped, so you have to pass anyway.
Michael, could you
that
call
was,
him?
That
I'm
was
him back.
Sorry, that was Javon?
Yes.
That's
okay. Goodman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Cobrin votes no. Novick.
No.
No. Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts.
No.
No. Sorden.
No.
No. Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Abstain. Gammon, is he back?
No. I am back, but no.
Gammon votes no. Okay, one moment.
Jim Brown.
Jim,
I'm back.
How do you vote? How do
no.
you vote?
No.
No. One moment. I have one yes, 12 no, 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes no.
Norman votes no. That's 1, 13, 3. This fails.
Okay, motion fails. We'll now move on to the bylaws timeline. Who wants to introduce this to us, Serene? Do you want to?
I'll be brief. We have 2 periods to amend bylaws in a calendar year, but we have 1, really, if we want to include amendments that might require a member vote, a membership vote. And therefore, it's important that we get started on this process now in order to have any such issues included in ballots that will be going out later this year. That's it, by way of motivation. The notice date would be April 17th, which is just 10 days from now. The PNB would vote on June 1st. Locally, the votes would have to be completed by July 30th. That's it.
Janet.
Janet Kay, yes.
Yes, I have a substitute motion. I mean, I'm assuming the motion in question is the one that is in the appendix of the agenda from the governance committee. And I have a substitute motion for that, and I would like to, I'm sending it. Let me find it, sorry. Okay, so it says for the 2016 bylaws amendment process, first ballot, all properly proposed bylaws amendments shall be submitted to the Pacifica National Board Secretary at secretary@pacifica.org and shall be held until the notice date, April 17, 2016. That date, which is 45 days before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates, as determined by the board on April 7th today. The delegates at each of the 5 stations shall vote on the proposed amendments within 60-day period beginning with
yes.
the voting date with the voting date of the PNB, which is determined on April 7th, and recommend PNB vote date to be Thursday, June 2nd, 2016. And then there's some bylaw citations, but that's basically it.
Was that your substitute motion?
Yes.
Okay. You submitted that in writing?
Yes.
I second.
It's been seconded. Do we have any discussion on this? You want to motivate that motion, the substitute?
Well, it's very straightforward. The original motion was was kind of a micromanaged process. It also had the PNB secretary assigned the PNB secretary to do things that they are not authorized for a secretary. This process was successfully done twice last year. So anyway, it's pretty straightforward and.
Point of information?
Yes, Michael, what's your question?
Is there any mechanism in the motion for publicizing this in, as the timeline?
May I respond?
Yes, Janet.
Well, it's built into the process. This is what was done last time, last year, twice. And as secretary, I had done that, and yes, there was something that had been that I'd sent to the managers and to the or to the ED who would provide direction to the managers, and then to the webmaster to post something online. It's basically a process that we followed that worked twice last year.
In the bylaws.
Okay, anyone else want to go on the stack for this substitute?
Request for information? I'm trying to find where the substitute is. Where is this?
I emailed it.
Well, we got so many files. When did you email it?
I just emailed it because I just proposed it.
Oh, you just did it.
Yeah. In bylaws amendment timeline, first ballot motion.
Okay.
Serene, please.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so for some reason, the secretary in distributing the agenda chose to divide what had been sent by the governance committee into two different appendices. Not quite sure what that was about, but one of the advantages, I think, of the language that came from the governance committee, and I agree, checking the calendar now, it's June 2nd, not June 1st. But aside from that, what the governance committee provides is not just the citation, but also the explanation of how, if in fact listeners wanted to bring an amendment, how they would go about determining approximately how many signatures would be needed, et cetera, all of which, you know, someone could otherwise provide, but it is already provided in the governance motion. So I don't really understand the point of, and nor am I asking that it be reiterated, because I probably still won't get it, what the point of the substitute is, other than to offer a substitute.
Janet?
Yes, Janet Kay. We only have 15 minutes on this item for our timekeeper. I don't know where we are, but Janet Kay.
Yeah, so the substitute does say June 2nd, and the way that anybody can propose amendments are in the bylaws, amendments, that's all spelled out in the bylaws, that's spelled out when something is posted to the website about the bylaws process, it's all laid out in the bylaws. And the date in the, well, I'll stop there.
Anyone else for the stack on this motion? Was that?
It's Bill.
We have Bill, and who else?
Adriana,
yes, Bill.
Well, both the original and the substitute, I mean, don't give anywhere enough time for people to propose amendments. Here you're talking about 10 days from now, and, you know, bylaws amendments, I mean, we've had too much of a problem with these hastily written amendments that are inconsistent with other stuff in the bylaws and cause all kinds of confusion, and then they end up just getting voted down anyway because the delegates at our station sometimes don't understand them, or they're by that time they've realized there's inconsistencies. We need more time to make sure we have bylaws amendments that are well thought out and, you know, and are going to help and not create more problems. So I guess I'm opposed to both versions of this. We need more time. We shouldn't be trying to, I mean, it's like the attempt is to, you know, prevent people from making bylaws amendments by shortening the time
point
so much.
Of order. This is Lydia.
Okay.
I have a point
Lydia,
of order.
You want to go on the stack, or what's your...
Yes.
Okay. Serene, you had a point of order. Let's get that point of order out of the way.
Yeah. The member is impugning the motives of others. It is entirely inappropriate. It is also rather silly, since this was on the board's agenda a month ago. It was sent from the governance committee on the 1st. So not only is the allegation false, but it is improper.
Okay, we had, I got Adriana, and I'll put Lydia, you go on after Adriana. Adriana.
Yes, I really like, everybody knows that I like the substitute motion because it's really concise. I understand, the other motions, we are pampering members, we are trying to explain to people that never read the bylaws. I think that we have the bylaws there. The only thing that we need to put there is the time frame, and that's it. The rest is there, and doesn't mean that will be bylaw amendments if nobody approve anything or nobody present anything. But we vote to have two bylaw amendments per year, and I think that if we must do it now. I like this second version because it's short, because it's clean, because it's clear. That's it. Thank you.
Hello?
Lydia. Was that?
Yes, and to Bill's, can you hear me? Someone's speaking. To Bill's point, that's one of the bylaws amendments that needs to be made, is that I know on governance when George Ryder was chair, every time we were bemoaning the fact that built into that bylaws timeline, there's no time in advance to add, you know, a couple of weeks or a month or whatever in advance. But yes, this has been on the agenda since early last month. And the sooner we get through this bylaw, should any be proposed, then the sooner you can get to that second round and everybody knows that you have to do it. It's not like people don't know. I know Jan Goodman had called me. I mean, we're all kind of interested in doing something with board sizes, and it's the devil is in the details. So it's not like people aren't thinking about it and haven't been thinking about it for a couple of months or longer. And so we need those two cycles, and I wish the board would have gotten to its business earlier, but it didn't. But at least this gives people a chance to propose something, and I would urge that Bill come up with something that adds that extra time in the bylaws. Otherwise, it goes by the wayside from year to year. Thank you.
Anyone else for the stack on this item?
Yeah, I'm sorry, Serene.
I mean, where are we on time?
Different screen.
This bill again.
Excuse me. We have 3 minutes, and okay. I'd like to be on the staff.
Yes, yeah, Serene.
Okay.
And Bill.
So
and Bill.
I think it's important to recognize that there are some of us in Pacifica who obviously have this governance thing. That's why we run for the board, but that the majority of Pacificans do not read or care very much sometimes. I think about the bottom. I mean, they're not, like, going to read through that 50-something pages to figure out who's supposed to be doing what at any given time. So any opportunity we're interacting or we have an interaction with the membership should also seek to educate. And I think the first motion lays it out in language that is rather plain, as opposed to, well, you can go here to find this, and you can go there. I mean, we can always refer people for additional detail, but the basic document that we present to the public should be one that is simple to read and simple to understand. So I support the committee's motion.
Okay, Bill. Bill. Bill, is he on?
Okay, sorry, I was muted. I was having trouble in muting. Well, the other problem with this is it basically excludes New York again, WBAI. I mean, how are you going to allow the people there, if they're not being recognized by the PNB, to propose amendments? If this is being done before we even have the full, representation, proper representation from WBAI. So, I mean, opposed to that, and that ground also. We're just digging ourselves in deeper with violating bylaws and California Corporation Code with this kind of stuff.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Serene?
Yeah, if I could respond to that. There are three ways that we get bylaws approved. Through six directors, through, two LSBs, or X percent of the membership. And the only one that has worked so far in Pacifica is the six directors. I'm sure there are six directors who would be willing to sign on to an amendment coming from anyone in the New York area. I certainly am not going to restrict my support to proposals that only come from people I, quote, like. It'll come, I'll support an amendment if I think it's a good idea or at least worthy of discussion. So no one is excluded. Those LSB members who don't show up to meetings, they can send me their proposals. I'll be happy to forward them.
Jan Goodman on the staff.
Yes, Jan Goodman.
Time in this 15 minutes is already 10 to...
We have, I'm the timekeeper, and we have 6 seconds.
Oh, okay.
Oh, 6 seconds. Jan Goodman, can you respond in 6 seconds?
We should at least proportionally reduce the number of people necessary to support this since we're missing 4 members from our number. In other words, instead of 6, it should be 4 or something like that.
The bylaws don't provide that option.
Well, the bylaws don't provide that we have less than 22 members either.
Chair,
we're on
the 6 seconds up.
I think 6 seconds are up. We now have to go to the vote.
I just said we're out of time, Janet.
We have to go to the vote on this item. We'll have go to a vote on Janet's substitute motion on the bylaws. Everyone understand what we're voting on? Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron. Can't hear you.
Abstain.
Aaron abstains. Alexander.
I abstain.
Abstain. Bethune.
Pass.
Pass. Brown.
Pass.
Pass. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
This is just on your substitute, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'll vote yes.
Yes. Edwards-Tiekert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes. Can't hear you. Gammon.
No.
I'm sorry, who was that?
That's Jose Luis Fuentes votes
Fuentes
no.
Votes no. Gammon.
No.
No. Goodman.
Yes.
Your recording has reached the maximum length. To replay your message, press 1. To delete and re-record your message, press 3. For delivery options, press 4. To send a fax, press 6. To cancel this message, press star. To send this message now, message.
Hello? Are we still on this call?
Yes.
You still on the call.
All right.
That was your message.
No, it wasn't. Sorry. But anyway, okay. The last vote I heard was from Goodman voting yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
I'm voting yes, but that was your message. You were on the line twice, apparently.
Well, all right. Anyway, okay. Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts.
No.
No. Sorden.
Abstain.
Abstain. Wilkinson.
No.
No. Bethune, you passed? Wesley? Can't hear you. Jim Brown, you passed.
No.
Can people... Jim Brown votes no. Wesley Bethune? All right. Didn't hear him. Let me count. I have 6 yes, 5 no, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair, not voting.
Not voting. So this substitute passes.
Can I get the vote counted again?
6 yes, 5 no, 4 abstentions.
Okay. Now we'll now vote on the substitute at the main motion. Is there any objection to the substitute at the main motion?
Yes.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Hey, one moment. Allen.
Abstain.
Abstain. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune. Jim Brown. Casnave.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Edwards Tiekert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Pitchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Thornton.
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Abstain. Bethune?
Yes. I vote
Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 12 yes, 2 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
Not voting. This passes. So now may I make my motion to for a continuation meeting?
Yes.
So I move that the PNB have a continuation meeting on April 21st.
Second.
Is there any objection to a continuation meeting on April 21st?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I have an amendment.
As a point of order again, there is this PRO, believe it or not. And
point of order, Mr. Chair.
That's Goodman.
What's your point of order?
Members need to be reminded that it's not enough to yell point of order, need to be recognized by the chair.
Yes, that's true. That's
Thank
true.
You.
Okay.
Point of order.
Who is that?
Goodman.
Yes, Jenny.
Goodman, point of order.
Point of order.
Yes. The hearing in New York, I believe, is supposed to take place on the 27th or the 29th, so I propose that this meeting take place after that in case everyone actually understands that there is a TRO and it would be crazy to set a meeting before that.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Is this a point of information, or what is this? I'm sorry.
Yes, you were making a point of it. You were calling a point of order. You can't make a motion during a point of order.
No, I'm just, okay, I'm just, the point of order is that yes. We'll still have this restraining order, and if we move the meeting another week, then we won't be having that problem.
Well, that is debate.
Okay, I'm not ruling in favor of that point of order. Because
okay.
This is Serene. I'd raise an objection and ask for the floor. So I would like to propose an amendment as follows, that the board be polled for its the board membership be polled for availability on the 21st and the 28th, and that we go with whichever date has the greater number of people available.
28th?
Janet. Never mind.
Is there a second to that amendment? Amendment doesn't have a second.
Okay.
I'll second it. I'll second it just for the sake of so we can talk about it.
Okay. Was there any discussion on this amendment for the polling?
Janet
Kay.
May I motivate?
Just. Oh.
Hi, My God.
Yes, what's your motivation, Serene?
Okay, well, I know that not everyone is necessarily on the call tonight. Not all the current directors are on the call tonight, nor does everyone know what their calendar is like all the time. So I think we should aim for the day that can satisfy the most people. The expectation we had set is first Thursday. This is a change. Yeah.
But we also set aside the fourth Thursday in case we need to run over. But Janet Kay.
Depending on when responses are. I mean, we haven't been polling when we have had other situations where there would be a continuation meeting or a special meeting called. Yes, it would be nice to do that, but I don't think it's needed. And also, I mean, it would maybe involve noticing two meetings and then canceling one of the two. So,
okay. Mr. Chair?
We only got 5 minutes on this item.
Mr. Chair?
It's where we are. Serene?
Okay. I would be happy to do the doodle poll tomorrow morning, and folks can respond by Tuesday, which gives us plenty of time.
But anyone else notice. Respond on this?
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Bill?
Well, I don't mind doing the poll, but, I don't think it should be a continuation meeting. That excludes the opportunity of putting in new motions and things. And it sounds like, based on our financial situation and what we've just been hearing from our CFO and the auditor, that we need to be able to have a new agenda and discuss whatever else we need, actions we may need to take relative to the audit or anything else that we've got going on like that. So yeah. I don't think it should be a continuation meeting at all.
We're out of time.
Okay.
We're out of time.
Okay.
I just wanted to say that the next week after the 28th is a regular PNB meeting. So two.
And folks will know that. We're out of time.
Okay. We're going to go to the vote, first of all, on this, the Serene's amendment, and then we'll go to the vote on the setting the continuation meeting. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron. Can't hear you. Alexander.
Abstain.
Aaron abstains. Alexander.
Wait a second. I don't know what I'm voting on. What's Serene's amendment?
That the board be polled for their availability for a continuation meeting for April 21st and April 28th.
Okay. Abstain.
Abstain. Alexander.
Sure, yes.
Yes. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
Yes. Casnade.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
Yes. For the amendment.
Yes. Edwards-Tiekert.
No.
No. Fuentes.
No.
No. Gammon.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Coburn votes no. Novick.
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden. Can't hear you. Wilkinson.
Yes.
Yes.
Gordon votes.
Sorry.
Nancy is trying to vote.
How do you vote, Nancy?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
One moment. I have 11 yes, 3 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair's not voting.
11, 3, 2, 1. This passes.
Okay, that concludes our public session meeting. We'll now go into closed session.
Excuse me, that was just on the amendment. That was on the amendment. That's a,
oh, that's right.
So we didn't do on the original motion.
Okay, we'll go on the vote on the amending. We'll vote on the motion as amended.
The ditto vote.
Continuation meeting, if that will be polled for those 2 days. Is there an objection to that?
Yes, Bill.
Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Aaron.
Abstain.
Abstain. Alexander. Can't hear you. Bethune.
Pass.
Pass. Brown. Can't hear you. Castaneda.
Yes.
Yes. Crozier.
No.
No. Edwards-Tiekert.
Yes.
Yes. Fuentes.
Yes.
Yes. Gammon.
Pass.
Pass. Goodman.
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
The engineering department, please leave a message.
Roberts?
Yes.
Can't hear you.
Yes.
Yes. Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Bethune, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. Good. Gammon, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 11 yes, 2 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 12-1. This passes.
Okay, we're now going closed session. We're ending the public meeting. I want to thank you all for your service, and we'll now hear from you. You will be called for the closed session. Thank you.